Despite some improvements, California cities still top the American Lung Association's air pollution list. The group's annual State of the Air report lists 8 California cities in its list of the 10 most affected by year-round pollution and 6 of the top 10 cities for short-term particle pollution. And when it comes to ozone pollution, Los Angeles is still the worst, despite a significant reduction compared to last year's numbers. Cities with the cleanest air include Burlington, Vermont, Fort Myers, Florida, and Honolulu, Hawaii. Paul Billings is a senior vice president for advocacy at the American Lung Association. He joins us from Washington. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, let's kind of start with something that seems contradictory in the report, because this year's report finds that there's been continued improvement in air quality, but that there's also been a continued increase in spikes in particle pollution. Can you explain what's happening there?
Yes, what the report shows is the Clean Air Act is working. We've seen significant improvements for ozone and year-round particle pollution, but we're also seeing spikes in short-term particle pollution, which can be caused by wildfires, droughts, wood smoke, and we attribute a lot of that those spikes to climate change. We're seeing the evidence that warmer climates and drier conditions are creating the conditions where we can see high levels of short-term particle spikes, which can be lethal.
Oh, so tell us more about that. Like, what are the health effects or the health concerns about these spikes?
Particle pollution, these are the very fine particles that penetrate deep in the lungs and get past the body's natural defenses. They can cause coughing and wheezing and shortness of breath in healthy adults. For people with chronic diseases like asthma, it can trigger an attack that can send somebody to the emergency room. But they also are linked to premature death, because the particles penetrate into the cardiovascular system and are linked to a wide range of adverse health consequences, cardiovascular events.
And in addition, you found that 4 in 10 Americans, so 40% of the country, lives in a county with unhealthy ozone or particulate pollution. Is that right?
Yes. The report found that 125 million Americans live in these counties. So nearly 40% of us are breathing unhealthy air on far too many days throughout the year.
Okay, wow. So that's quite something. But California continues to be a particular challenge here. It's really a standout, and perhaps not in the best ways, in this report. Why does California continue to face such a significant overall pollution problem?
California continues to struggle with air pollution, but no state has done more to clean the air. California has a long history of aggressive efforts to reduce air pollution. The challenges in California are several. One, a lot of people live in California, nearly 40 million people. The topography of California, there are mountains that hold the air pollution in. So in the South Coast Basin around Los Angeles or in the Central Valley, the pollution is generated from cars and trucks and industrial activity. And then because of the mountains and then the weather moves in, there's inversions that hold this pollution in, sort of subjecting the public to these high air pollution episodes. We also know that in the years for this report, 2013 through 2015, California struggled with drought. So very dry conditions that led to wildfires. The burning creates the particles that then stay in the community and unfortunately are causing the adverse health effects for the people that live there.
Yeah. A little earlier you said that part of the long-term concern has to do with climate change and that that could continue to exacerbate this problem. The president of the Lung Association has said that air quality improvements that we have seen in the past many, many years are directly tied to the Clean Air Act. So do you have concerns that, you know, if the government chooses to relax regulations around air pollution and air quality, that that could exacerbate a problem?
Yes, what our report shows is still 125 million people are breathing dirty air. But we also show tremendous progress compared to last year's report that showed 166 million people. So the biggest improvement I think we've ever seen in the report in, from a year-to-year basis. But we attribute those benefits to the Clean Air Act, the cleanup of dirty power plants, the fleet turnover, newer vehicles replacing older, dirtier vehicles on the roads, improvements for pollution controls on industrial operations. All these things driven by the Clean Air Act have reduced the air pollution burden on the public. But we also know that the Clean Air Act requires strict enforcement and compliance. And we know that absent strict oversight, air pollution levels can come up. We also know that without the environmental cop on the beat, we will see cheating and noncompliance. Certainly the Volkswagen example with the diesel vehicles is a prime example of why you need strict enforcement.
Mm. Well, Paul Billings is Vice President for Advocacy at the American Lung Association. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.